Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Friday, January 24th edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and I'll be taking you guys through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts. Really not feeling that well today, but you guys know I don't take a day off, so I'm still going to do the podcast. It's going to be a short one today because I really need to get back to bed. It was a rough night, just some cold. Something's going around here, man, so it is what it is, but hopefully I feel better soon. But I'm still going to do the podcast, like I said, so let's get right into it. I don't want to waste any time here. Leon Edwards, I'm going to start with him. He spoke to my good buddy Aaron Bronstar yesterday. And according to Leon Edwards, he's promised a welterweight title shot with a win over Tyron Woodley at UFC London, which is really interesting because obviously a lot of us believe that Masvidal would be next in line if he wants the title shot. But apparently, Usman's injured again. That's what Edwards said. That's what Aikawa said, the manager of Masvidal. So looks like there is something to that kind of rumor, I guess, of Usman being injured. So it's possible Edwards could end up getting this title shot if the timing works out, because this fight's only less than two months away at UFC London. So just say Usman is out for 2 months healing up his injuries. Edwards goes on there and beats Woodley, and then he doesn't take any damage. He could potentially fight Usman in the summer, maybe UFC, the international fight card in July in Vegas. It's possible, right? So, you know, Edwards is such a great fighter. Like, I've praised this guy so much in this podcast over the last couple of years. I just really high on him. He's on an 8-fight win streak, 10-2 in the UFC. He's a very good fighter. They had fought before, him and Usman. Usman beat him pretty good, but that was 5 years ago. So something could change the second time around. But either way, he's got to get through Woodley first, and that's not going to be, like, an easy thing. I know Woodley hasn't fought in a while. He obviously got dominated by Usman, but it wasn't that long ago where he was beating guys like Till by submission, beating guys like DMI, Robbie Lawler, and Stephen Thompson. So the guy's still a really good fighter. He is getting up there in age, but he's still a good fighter. So it's a great fight. I'm really looking forward to that fight, Edwards versus Woodley. But, if Edwards wins, guys, he says he has it built into his contract, written into his contract with the UFC, his new deal, that he will get a title shot. So we've seen this happen before where guys are promised title shots, they don't end up getting it. But if it's actually written into his contract, I think it'd be hard for the UFC not to give it to him. So we'll see what happens. You know, Usman might end up fighting Masvidal beforehand. But Edwards does get the next title shot, don't be completely surprised. I mean, he does deserve it. Masvidal deserves it a little bit more based on, like, the quality of his wins. But Edwards' win streak is something to really marvel at, too. Next up, I want to talk about Robert Whittaker. He put to bed the rumors of his daughter being sick. And there was a rumor going around, and I didn't even report this on the podcast because when I saw it, there was no source. It was just some guy on Twitter and some website. I don't even want to name their website because I checked the site out. It looked like people that don't know how to, like, truly report on MMA. And basically, these guys ran with this rumor that Whittaker was donating bone marrow to his daughter. And it stemmed from a Dana White interview with Submission Radio where he said that Whittaker was being a selfless guy, and he started getting, like, emotional about it, which is rare for Dana, obviously. But Whittaker himself says it's not true. And he actually posted a picture of his kids on his Instagram. He said, the kids are good, but, you know, I just got some personal stuff to take care of. So truthfully, we don't even need to know what's going on with him. You know, obviously curiosity always is something that people always want to know what's going on with other people, but this is a personal issue. The fact Dana White was like, you know what, it's personal, and he can talk about himself. And the fact that Robert's not saying anything, to me, it's just something we don't need to talk about. So hopefully he's okay. Hopefully his family's okay. But the people that were reporting that the bone marrow thing was going on, that is so bad. It's really bad. And, you know, I get that there's a lot of maybe, like, people that didn't go to journalism school, which is fine. Or, you know, people that don't know understand all the rules of journalism. And I get that you can learn on the fly and learn on the job in this industry, but that's bad. I mean, there's one thing to, like, report a fight that doesn't happen. There's another thing to go and say some guy's kid is sick and needs a bone marrow transplant and the guy's doing it. It's just really poor reporting, shoddy reporting. I'm glad that he's okay, but man, that's ridiculous. It's got a comment here from Rio Doji. Woodley releasing a new rap album, so basically hasn't trained seriously for months, so Leon will be that fake rapper. I love Leon Edwards in that fight too, man. Don't get me wrong, I really do like him there. He's just a more well-rounded guy, and he's younger too. He's only 28. Woodley's 37 now, so I like Edwards quite a bit, but I just don't think you could completely write off Woodley yet. You know, if he was fighting, like, anyone else except for, like, top three or four guys, I'd pick him, but unfortunately he's fighting a guy in Leon Edwards who I am extremely high on, as I've said a few times today. All right, let's get to a few fights here. Actually, one fight's been canceled. This sucks. I was really looking forward to this one. Jimmy Rivera against Marlon Vera. That was going to be a fun fight between the Veras. That fight's not happening at UFC 247 now. Jimmy Rivera is pulled out with an injury. You know, this guy's unfortunately not been as active as I think he would have liked the last few years. He really hasn't looked as great as he once did. You know, he's coming off back-to-back losses now, and he's not going to fight in this fight either, so that's disappointing. I was looking forward to this fight. It would have been a good one, but it's not happening now. Who should Marlon Vera fight next? I mean, I think that's a good question. Just looking at the rankings, he's ranked number 14. Rivera was number 7, so that would have been a nice step up. But just looking at the rankings, there's a few other guys that, you know, potentially could step in. Pedro Munhoz has been looking for a fight for a while. I know he's ranked number 6. He's ranked a lot higher, but if he really does want to fight, I mean, he could possibly step into this fight. Possibly, but you know, I don't know. It's going to be up to him. I mean, he is higher ranked, so he could be taking a risk by doing that. But if he wants to fight, that could happen. Just looking at the rest of the rankings, like Cejudo spoke. Marais is number 1. He's not going to fight number 14. Sterling's kind of still injured. Yan is not going to fight him. Sanhagen won't fight him. Sunsell's booked. Aldo's booked. Garbrandt's booked. Rob Font could be a potential one. Or Cody Stamen. So I think someone like that, Song Yadong, I don't think he'd get the fight. It'd be someone I think like Munhoz, Font, or Stamen, hopefully, because that fight card is still a few weeks away. So it's like 2 weeks away. So not a ton of training camp, but if someone was training and they want to take a fight against Vera and think they could beat him, it could be a good opportunity. Having said that, you know, just thinking about it now with 2 weeks away, he might have fighting a guy that's not ranked, unfortunately. So that would suck. Rio Dojo again. I already have my money bets on KSM Blades and Adam Burks and Bellator for this weekend's fights. Actually, you're right. The fights are good this weekend, guys. I'm looking forward to the cards tomorrow, both cards. Chiesa, you know, I talked about this the other day with Cole. We both think the line RDA was too high, but, you know, I still got to pick RDA. I just think he's a little bit more well-rounded. But having said that, you know, Chiesa's looked great at welterweight. If he does win, I think that'd be a really good bet for you. There's value on him for sure. I just can't pull the trigger myself. Blades, I do think, wins. The more I thought about it, I just think JDS and his chin won't be able to handle the ground and pound. And Borks, I love Borks, man. I really do. I mean, first off, the guy shares the same first name as me, so obviously I'm picking him here. I pick everyone named Adam. I'm just kidding. But no, I do think he wins the fight. I'm pretty high on him, and I do believe he gets the job done. So it should be pretty good. It's going to be nice. Two cards this weekend, two really good cards tomorrow. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun for MMA fans. I'm not a huge fan of two cards in one night sometimes just because you kind of have to flip the channel. I would have preferred if one card was tonight and one was tomorrow, but, you know, I understand these promotions want to go on Saturday night. All right, let's go to a few fight announcements here before I get out of here because, again, I'm just going to do a short show today, guys. I'm not feeling the greatest at all. Ciryl Gane versus Shamil Abdurakhimov. This is at UFC 249. It's a good step up for Gane. Abdurakhimov is a top 10 ranked guy somehow. I mean, the heavyweight division is kind of bad, so Gane, guys, Gane is a future champ, I think. He's amazing. This guy's looked incredible. 29 years old, so he's right in his prime. 6'5", 81-inch reach. He's a beast. And he's a quick learner, man. He's only been fighting since August 2018 as a pro. He's already 6-0 with 5 finishes. He had the win over Pessoa in his debut, the heel hook over Mays, which was incredibly impressive, and then the win over Boser by decision in his last fight. Boser's kind of a tough guy to finish, so no shame in really going the distance with him. He's looked incredible, guys. And then Abdurakhimov, he's 38. He's a lot older than him, than Gane. He's been around for a while now. He's been in the UFC 5 years. Overall in the UFC, 5-3. His best win is probably Andrei Arlovski or Walt Harris, I guess. He did beat Tybura by punches as well, so that's a good win. But he has been finished 3 times by Blades, Lewis, and Johnson. And I think that Gane probably does finish him here. This could be Gane's first TKO win in the UFC. I think he could possibly get Abdurakhimov in a bad position, just rain down blows and get the fight stopped. So I really like Gane this fight. It's a good step up for him. It helps him break into the top 10. You know, between him and Ngannou, France MMA is doing really well, and I can't wait for that card to go there. I saw that the other day that the legalization is going really well right now, so hopefully that happens sooner or later. It was supposed to happen already. There were some roadblocks, but hopefully the red tape gets cut soon and these guys are able to fight in their home country of Paris, France. Be great. So I like this matchup by the UFC. And the other fight, UFC 249, a women's bantamweight bout, so Yara Hubanks against Sarah Morris. Sarah Morris, I think, was on the last favorite deal, so she got re-signed after the win over Juja in her last fight, which was a really nice win for her, bouncing back. She had a 3-fight losing streak. She was on the verge of being cut and somehow got the win over Juju by TKO. It was a really nice win. She didn't miss weight in that fight, though, which was obviously not good. But I guess the UFC saw enough in her to re-sign her. Overall, though, just 6-5 in her career. In the UFC, she's 3-4. So, you know, this could be another fight where she needs to win to keep her job once again. And she takes on Eubanks here, and Eubanks is 4-4 herself, so not a great record. Both women, just not great records, basically 500 fighters. Eubanks 2-2 in the UFC. She beat Murphy. She beat Modafferi. Then she lost to Ladd in Korea. But, you know, those are some – I guess the Korea fight, that's a fight she should have won, guys, for sure. But the Ladd fight, I mean, that's, you know, kind of excusable. That's a great fighter there. I like Eubanks here, you know, just based on the striking advantage that I think she'll have. But Morris has pulled off a few upsets in the past, so you can't completely count her out. She has picked up a couple nice wins in her past, including a really nice win over Smith a few years ago. But, yeah, I do think you have to favor Sahara Eubanks. There's a couple more comments here from you, Rio Doju, and then we'll get out of here, man. 14-0 Borix. We see Quentin Bellator's former bantamweight champ. Caldwell is a solid fighter, but I just think this is a bad matchup for him, man. I think Borix will win, and I just looked at the odds, bro. Plus 100 on Adam Borix. I mean, to me, that's a must bet because he should be favored, in my opinion. Caldwell's a solid fighter. Don't get me wrong. He's a good wrestler. This would be a good test for Borix. See if he can stuff the takedowns and keep the fight standing. But if the fight stays standing, bro, he's going to knock him out, I think. So plus 100 on Borix, I think it could be one of the best bets of this weekend. Fight Night Picks should be a great card. Bellator UFC this weekend. Well, I think the Bellator card looks pretty good. You know, Cole actually thinks, when he was on the show the other day, he actually liked it better. It's a very strong main card for sure. By Justino or Cyborg, whatever you want to call her. You know, that's a really good fight. And Borix Caldwell is a solid co-main event. Archuleta Corrales and Pettis Kaisakian. It's a solid main card. And they also have Raymond Daniels coming back as well. So he's always fun to watch. I'm with you. I think that's a really solid card. And then, but the UFC, I mean, it's UFC, right? Like, I do believe that UFC does put on a better product most of the time. I always watch Bellator. Don't get me wrong. I like MMA. I just like MMA in general. So to me, the promotion name doesn't matter as much. But I do think the UFC in general has a higher quality fighter, but not always. This card is, I think, one of the UFC's weaker offerings in the last little while. But there are a handful of really good fights. Like the main event, obviously, plays to JDS is a good fight. Chiesa RDA is really interesting. And there's a few other guys I'm interested in watching, like Jamal Hill, Arnold Allen. So there's some good fights on this. You know, if you ask, if I had to take a, you know, gun to my head and pick the better card, I would go with the UFC card. But I do think this is a very solid Bellator card, a lot better than some of their other cards. And you like him, you like Borix too, huh, buddy? And you like Bellator's card. Fair enough. You're like Cole. I feel like I'm talking to Cole again in this chat. Anyways, I'm going to end the podcast right now, guys. You know, once again, thanks for tuning in all week. I really appreciate it. On Tuesday, myself and Cole Sheldon, we did the podcast previewing this card tomorrow, both cards tomorrow, UFC Raleigh and Bellator 238. So definitely go back and check out Tuesday's podcast. And also, I think it was Monday night, me and Nick Kalikas, Nick broke some odds for UFC 248, and he explained why he broke the odds the way they did. And he laid a few bets that he himself made on the podcast. So definitely go check that out. Anytime I get Nick on, it's really interesting stuff. So definitely go and watch that from Monday. And, of course, the other shows this week as well. So, guys, really appreciate the support, as always. And I'll be back Monday. Really, guys, enjoy the fights this weekend. Should be good cards and should be a lot of fun. So, in the meantime, just follow me on Twitter at @MMAdamMartin. And I'm available at MMAoddsbreaker.com, BJPenn.com, and MMArings.net. Guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy the fights. And I'll see you Monday. Bye.